Hello again, 欢迎您回到酒馆。不知不觉酒馆的节目就做到300集了。在这里代表酒馆团队向大家道一声感谢。We simply couldn't have done it without your support. 同时要插播一个小通知，酒馆进阶口语课程的第四期已经结业了。周五也就是10月25日晚上8点半，我们还是将在 CC Talk 上举行结业典礼，有课程总结、学员展示、经验分享和酒馆歌手的美妙旋律。结业典礼对所有人免费开放，想要参加结业典礼或是咨询新一期课程的小伙伴们，赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg2， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母最后一个数字2， luluxjg2， 我们在酒馆等你。 Now on with the show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode.Hello, Lulu.
Hi, James.
So we're going to continue our talk about fairs. And last time we said we're going to talk about the competitions that we hold at fairs.
Yeah, sounds intriguing. What kind of competitions? Among farmers or
Yeah, actually, that's true. A lot of farmers and ranchers and stuff will take animals to the fair, their livestock. I mentioned you can see the cows and all these things there.
Cows, pigs, chickens.
And they're actually competing.Based on things like size, healthiness, and stuff like this.
Wow.
And same with other things. They'll compete with produce. So like, here's the common stereotype is like a pumpkin competition. Who grows the biggest pumpkin?
No, here is the question. Who is the judge?
The judge will be usually other farmers or other community members.
Okay.
And produce will be based on things like, you know, look, color, smell, taste, and things like this. They'll do this for the artisanal goods. They'll do this for the crafts as well. And then they win a blue ribbon for first prize.
There must be so many different categories. Who has the best cows, best pigs, best chicken?
Yeah, there's a pretty long list of things that can compete. And for the most part, you don't win any money. You just kind of win, you know, bragging rights. It's like, I have a blue ribbon for quilt making, or I have an award-winning pig.
Oh, you know, it sounds like a much simpler life, but it's fun. So apart from livestock and produce, do they also compete in, like, handcrafts?
Sure. So they'll, you know, compete the quilts, the crocheting, all that stuff will have competitions. They'll also compete in, like, there'll be winemaking competitions in my hometown. So they'll compete with that. There'll even be competitions for children's crafts. So, like, maybe...There was a competition for artwork.
For children.
So there's all kinds of things there.
But there's lots of artisanal things as well.
Yes.
So artisanal, like, for example, like jam.
Yeah.
I think that's in England that they do a lot of preserves, jams, that sort of thing.
But for animals, usually after the competitions, the animals are then auctioned off.
Oh, is it? Are all the animals...that get entered into the competition auction off or
no,
just the one who's winning the first prize, the blue ribbon?
That'll be really up to the farmer themselves whether they want to. So there'll be an auction and people will, you know, bid
for
on
it.
The animal to buy it. And the reasons why they may bid on an animal might be for breeding purposes. Because if it's a really healthy animal, then it might lead to other healthy animals in the future.
Then I guess it wouldn't hurt if the animal got a blue ribbon.
You're right.
You probably can, then the starting price would probably be much higher. So one thing that I was wondering is that the organizers of the fairs, they are the local governments or whatever governments. But what about all these people who are working at the fair? Because it sounds like a big event.
Right.
There will be people who are standing behind all these food stalls who are organizing all these.
So there are several things. So the food stalls themselves, usually these are actually traveling businesses.
Like
food cars that...go from fair to fair to fair to fair, and they make money this way. Same with the carnival.
Carnies,
yeah. It's a contract with a carnival company that comes, and those people work for the carnival company. But there's also a lot of volunteers. So there'll be volunteers who will help with ticket sales. There'll be volunteers who help just with general information. I had friends that used the fair as a fundraising opportunity. They belonged to an organization and they had a food stall. So they volunteered to work on the food stall and they made money this way.
Okay, so perhaps it's a charitable organization or perhaps it's just what kind of events that they want to hold.
And I've done this as a kid, working at a, selling soda at rodeo at a fair, going up and down the stands, you know, selling Coca-Cola or popcorn and things like that.
And then
for fundraising.
For fundraising. Yeah. Mm. When you said volunteer, why would people volunteer for these kind of events? Is it just because they feel like the sense of community, this is something they cherish and that they want to help the local community?
Partially. For children, it also looks good on your college applications.
So there are perhaps other motives.
And for places like my hometown, which is a very agricultural community, kids will take time off of school to do this.
Oh.
It is very normal for the schools to say, or the parents to ask the schools, like, my child needs these days off because they're doing stuff at the fair. And the school will be like, okay.
So would you say this is pretty common for kids that are growing up in the United States?
In agricultural region, very common. In a city, I would say not common at all.
Because you don't really have that sort of fairs.
Yeah.
The sense of community is much, much stronger in rural areas.
Yeah, you have to rely on each other a bit more.
So those were all about volunteering, about people helping out, raising funds for charitable organizations, blah, blah, blah. What about commercialization? I'm sure there will be people who are making money, actual money from this.
Yeah, it is a thing that happens. So there are companies that try to contract with fairs. So like, say, for example, a drink company that they'll contract with these fairs. It's like, you can only sell our drink products, or you can only sell our beer, or you can only sell our things. And then we'll have our advertisements everywhere.
Oh, so it's advertising and like sponsorship banners.
Yeah. But they also will limit what products can be sold, like at the food and drinks booths.
Is it very common?
It's quite common at bigger fairs, yeah. And this can be irritating to some people because maybe they don't normally sell this product. Because maybe they sell different products. But for this fair, if they want to operate here, they must sell the product that the sponsor is selling.
I think perhaps some people would feel like this is defeating the whole purpose of a community fair. And then if you get the big business involved.
Yeah, that's a lot of people feel that way. They think it's like, hey, they should be able to sell what they want. It should be that. But then the other side is someone's got to pay for the organization of this.
True, true. It's a real dilemma there. What about media coverage? Do these county fairs get reported?
In local media, newspapers, local television stations, news, radio, absolutely. They will send people down to take pictures or, you know, do a news broadcast saying how things are going. So this will make the news. The TV will do what we call fluff pieces on like the exhibitions. Like the winners of the blue ribbon winners will make it interviewed for local TV stations and things like that.
Everything pretty local. Are there any big fairs? I'm assuming some of the state fairs will get some national TV coverage.
Some. There are big fairs. I mean, even Los Angeles County has a fair.
Oh, I bet that's quite popular.
I imagine it is. I've never been to it, but LA County is a massive county with a huge population. My state has a fair and it lasts almost a whole month. And these state fairs can be really big because state fairs can invite big name musical acts.
True.
They can have large rodeos. They get more funding. Their carnivals are almost to the level of some amusement parks.
Wow. So, all sounds like great fun. If you're ever in the United States and it is fair season, well,
definitely
it's quite long.
Go.
Yeah, from late spring to early fall.
So I would say mid-fall.
Mid-fall. If you have a chance, try to go to one of these fairs. It sounds an absolute blast.
Yes, I highly recommend it.
All right, so if you have been to these kind of events, share your experience with us in the comment section. Or share any of your experiences going to similar events in China or other countries in the world. We would really appreciate your comments. I'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.